This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. Remember, the 2018 Hooters calendar girls are taking over sunny Tampa Bay. Come meet them in person and get your calendar signed November 30th through December 3rd. Buy one for you, your friends on your Christmas list, or one for the troops, and we will send it overseas for you. Don't miss out. Three Hooters locations on Thursday, November 30th, three more on Friday, December 1st, four on Saturday, December 2nd, and two on the afternoon of Sunday, December the 3rd. For more information on the calendar, continue listening to the podcast or just go to originalhooters.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is also teed up at the Eagles Golf Club. For any information about booking your round or your event at the Eagles Golf Club, call 813-920-6681. You can also email my friend and tournament director, Courtney Fox, cfox@eaglesgolf.com. For those of you that follow me on Facebook, you saw a photo with me and Courtney Fox before the annual Movember charity tournament this past weekend, the Stash Clash. Very well done by Courtney, Whitney, Brian, the locals at World of Beer, and so many other supporters for the Stash Clash for Movember and the efforts for male prostate cancer research and awareness. The Eagles Golf Club is located in Odessa. It is a 36-hole championship golf course, semi-private, in a gated community, and is one of my home courses. 813-920-6681. And for those of you not connected with me on Facebook, kind of easy to find. Just my name in Tampa. It's a lot of golf photos. Yeah. Get connected. Friend me. You'll be good. And you can see Courtney and have even more reason to reach out to her and have her help you with your next event or your foursome at the Eagles Golf Club. All right, Fantasy Football Podcast. We are cutting this at roughly 1:30 in the afternoon on Monday. Already previewed the Monday night game for you on the previous podcast. Nothing has really changed from then until now, other than confirming our assumption that Devontae Freeman would not play, so Tevin Coleman. For those of you that have been rostering him all year and never knew exactly when to play him other than when other players were on bye weeks, tonight is your night. Let's see what Coleman does with it. I don't know that the numbers are going to be that different, even though the volume is expected to be higher. Terron Ward will probably get some looks and might be a decent bargain play if you, like me, play the primetime bundles, as they call them. Actually, on DraftKings, the normal Monday, Thursday being Thanksgiving, what I will do, I do not have plans to give you a podcast for those three games specifically, and I'm sort of going off what happened yesterday in news, and for those three games, everything is accelerated into the next couple of weeks. So this is a perfect opportunity for me to say to those of you, if you need anything as it relates to the Thursday games, as it affects your Week 12 in your leagues, or if you are playing DFS for the Thursday games and you want a second opinion from me, email me and I will email you back and give you that opinion. There's actually plenty of fantasy in play on Thursday. It's kind of an interesting three games as it relates to fantasy. The main thing that stood out to me about the three teams playing on Thursday, there's no true RB1, like elite RB1, playing on Thursday. There really isn't. And I know some of you saying, well, what about Melvin Gordon? I don't call him that right now, and I own him. There's a lot of hit and miss as it relates to Gordon. There's a guy behind him getting reps. There are some games where he doesn't produce. It's been really a month since he had back-to-back monster games. So Thursday's games, to me, I mean, you've got Murray and McKinnon in Minnesota. You've got the normal Lions situation. Nothing says RB1 there. Ezekiel Elliott is suspended for Dallas. I just sort of addressed Melvin Gordon. The Giants are getting by with Orleans Darkwa, just like you are if you've been playing him in recent weeks, because he has reached the end zone or even gotten you a two-point conversion the other week. And the Redskins, P. Ryan, and we'll talk about him coming up, especially with Chris Thompson, now done for the foreseeable future. So no podcast previewing the three Thanksgiving games. If you need something from me, just ask via email. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. And then we will come at you with a Friday or Saturday podcast to preview the Sunday and Monday games. Obviously, your schedule for the rest of the week is different than it normally would be. Mine is as well. So the easiest way for you to know when a podcast posts is to just subscribe to this podcast. And then you will get an indication when you have a new one to listen to. All right? And I appreciate every one of you who listens to this podcast and reaches out to me via email to say hello and share with me your situation. We're all just trying to enjoy fantasy football and do as well as we can. Of course, I'd love to try and help you. Just don't ask me to set your lineup. I don't ask you to set mine. I'm not going to set yours. We're just sharing information. Okay, let's start with some of the disappointing production from Sunday. And this is obviously through the Sunday night game, where Dallas amazingly led the Eagles at half. And then it was all birds from there. The selection I made of the Eagles laying points at Jerry World, as I do on Gil Alexander's VEASAN show on Sirius XM, Vegas Sports and Information Network, coming through. 2-1 going into Monday night, as I also had, I had Minnesota, had no problem laying the 2 against the Rams, was my other winner. And I'm big on Seattle tonight to cover the number against the Atlanta Falcons. All right, the disappointments on Sunday: Evan Engram, Golden Tate, Doug Martin, Dez Bryant, Jared Goff, Joe Mixon, these are in no particular order, Alex Smith, Kelvin Benjamin, Kareem Hunt, again, Devontae Parker. How often do I have to tell you people? I mean, there are certain guys. Now, granted, I'm not a fan of Keenan Allen, and we're going to talk about how great he was, and I love him on Thursday at Jerry World against the Cowboys. But Devontae Parker, never was. Still hadn't happened. Rex Burkhead, for those of you who hoped were chasing points from the last 2 weeks, didn't happen in Mexico City. Stephon Diggs, no. Rob Gronkowski, Jordy Nelson, not happening with Brett Hundley. Dak Prescott, horrible game. Adrian Peterson, that's, what, 3 down games, 2 up games in Arizona. Rams DST, I played them in my league. They got me a 0, outright 0. No sacks, no fumbles, no picks, no returns, no safeties. And appropriately, the Rams lose. And Jared Goff went that way as well. Isaiah Crowell, dud after a couple of blips on the radar in recent weeks. So let's look at those that did produce and see what it means. Biggest producer, Thursday, Sunday. Actually, the two biggest producers going into Monday night for the week, both Steelers. It's that time of year. Antonio Brown, Ben Roethlisberger, 1 and 2 off their big Thursday nights. The biggest producer on Sunday was, in fact, Keenan Allen in what has become the full throttle spot. Normally occupied by teams playing the Browns and the Niners, the new full throttle spot is the team playing the Buffalo Bills. It's been that way for a few weeks now. And Keenan Allen was a huge beneficiary of that as the LA Chargers rolled Buffalo. That's 3 straight duds in a row for Buffalo, and opponents have been putting up plenty against them. Jets, Saints, and Chargers. Top DST, for the week going into Monday night. The Ravens, again, I'd like to thank my opponent in my season-long league. My season-long league is the Foundation. Basically beat me with the Ravens in the week they played the Dolphins. Didn't play the Ravens against Brett Hundley at Lambeau yesterday. I don't know why. Ravens put up a huge number again. And by the way, for those of you that have the Ravens and can start looking ahead, one of their matchups in particular, I think it's against the Browns, is either week 15 or week 16 where you want them in the playoffs. QB2 this week going, again, this is all going into Monday night. QB2 this week, Kirk Cousins production. Again, he's the one Redskin worth playing. No one else is close. I get if you're going to pick up P. Ryan this week. He is on my list to talk about. Kirk Cousins is doing it alone again. And sure, they blew a 15-point lead. But from a fantasy standpoint, Cousins is one of the top quarterback plays on a weekly basis unless the matchup says otherwise. And the Saints have been playing good defense. Tom Brady was QB3, put up a ton early, settled for some field goals late. It was enough. Don't complain about it. DST2 was the Jaguars. They were in the full throttle spot just behind the Chargers against the Bills as the Jaguars teed off on DeShone Kizer and the Browns. RB1, good running back on bad team. It worked out this week. LeSean McCoy. And you know, Matthew Berry was on this. I didn't know how to go on this. I didn't know, and I have other options, if I was going to play McCoy. I actually took him out of my lineup at around 12 noon. Fortunately for me, it was a 4 o'clock game, and at 3:45, I put him back in. And he paid dividends almost right away. It's nice when an individual player justifies his spot in your lineup, not only early in a game, but basically in one or two plays. And McCoy did that on back-to-back plays very early in that Bills-Chargers game before it got out of hand. And then later, he caught his only pass with Tyrod Taylor back in the game for a score and made it a two-touchdown game, becoming the top running back of the week for Thursday, Sunday. Kenny Stills was wide receiver 3. Stills has a good connection with Matt Moore. Stills now in play as a wide receiver 2/3 flex going forward here with Matt Moore if you're desperate and you need to play Dolphins. Just don't watch Dolphins games. Very bad. Trust me, I'm a Jarvis Landry owner. Drew Brees was QB4. DST3 was the Philadelphia Eagles, helped by a touchdown late in that game on Sunday night. Latavius Murray, we've now had back-to-back Murray games. Normally, since the Dalvin Cook injury, it's been back-to-back Cook games, then a Murray game. No, we've had back-to-back Murray games. Remember, Murray could find the end zone in Oakland 2 years ago, was a huge workhorse. He may just be getting going with the way these Vikings overcome seemingly everything to keep winning. And remember, they're hosting the Super Bowl this year. Mm-hmm. Blaine Gabbert. Remember what Bruce Arians said defending Blaine Gabbert playing about Blaine Gabbert's career? Well, Blaine was on shitty teams or something to that effect. Blaine was QB5. Helped that two of his touchdowns went to the tight end one of the week to this point. New name for me, Ricky Seals-Jones. Sounds like someone who would have corroborated with Peaches and Herb on a song 40 years ago. I believe he's a rookie tight end out of A&M. If you need to stream a tight end this coming week, there's one. In what I call the year of the tight end, it was kind of a down week for tight end. Zach Ertz had a bad game. Gronk had a bad game. Kelsey did well. He just didn't get in the end zone. And he was hurt by the fact he threw an interception. RB3 for the week. There's Mark Ingram again. He is a top three running back every week now. Brandon Cooks is wide receiver four. For those of you that have been complaining about Brandon Cooks, do everyone else a favor in your league. Go ahead and trade him before the deadline. You've been complaining about Brandon Cooks. Just go ahead and trade him. See if you're a better team. Carson Wentz was QB6 with his big second half. Unfortunately, Deontay Foreman hurt himself on his second touchdown to put away the game against the Cardinals. So he's now out of consideration going forward. It's really unfortunate for the Texans to lose another weapon. Fitzmagic of the Buccaneers was QB7. A streamer, although we're done with the bye weeks, Fitzmagic might be a DFS play going forward in the right matchup. Alvin Kamara was RB5. So there's Ingram at 3 and Kamara at 5, even in a game where the Saints don't play the Bills or don't run it 24 times in a row. Ingram and Kamara are guys you play every week. Mariota was QB8 off Thursday night. Here's P. Ryan at RB6. Yeah, why not? I mean, there aren't many guys on waivers taking a chance on this time of year, unless they're coming off a long injury like a Greg Olsen is, or, you know, I'm not touching Corey Coleman at this point because of the Brown situation. But point being, P. Ryan might be worthwhile now that Thompson can't even get out there on down and distance, although his production was down in recent weeks. So P. Ryan will be one of the more popular pickups on waivers this week. And DFS-wise, he might not be a bad option on Thursday. Andy Dalton was QB9. Jordan Howard back up the Brett Saberhagen. Thanks for those of you who get that reference from 1985. Jordan Howard down 1 week, up next week, down the next week, up the next week. Jordan Howard was up again, RB7. And Adam Thielen, you see the hook route he caught and just ran away from the LA Rams defense in Minnesota to put that game away. Thielen, wide receiver 5. Last couple weeks still get questions about, well, what about Thielen? Or I'm looking for a flex play, or I need to play a wide receiver and I have Thielen. That's your answer. That is your answer for all the propping up of Case Keenum that seems to be going on off the win against the Rams. Thielen's production and just how consistent it's been, especially the last 3 weeks for our purposes, fantasy wise. Stop asking about playing someone when you have Adam Thielen sitting there as an option. He's been very, very good. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Again, let me run through for those of you in the Tampa Bay area who can get out and see the 2018 Hooters Calendar Girls. Thursday, November 30th, they will be at these three locations, St. Pete / 4th Street, North Tampa, and Brandon. On Friday, December 1st, they make stops at South Tampa, Channelside, and my favorite location on Hillsborough, where Brooke works there and is one of the Hooters Calendar Girls. Saturday, December 2nd, they'll be at Spring Hill, Port Richey, Tyrone, and Clearwater. Sunday, December 3rd, John's Pass, and the location on Clearwater Beach. For specific times and more information, go to originalhooters.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is also teed up at the Eagles Golf Club, where they hosted another wonderful event over the weekend that was open to the public. I told you about it. I hope some of you came out to play, or you will play in future events at the Eagles Golf Club. They have hosted multiple events of mine on the Todd Wright Tour. And I play in about 4 to 5 events annually outside of ones I host at the Eagles Golf Club. 813-920-6681. I know this week in the Tampa Bay area might not necessarily be great golf weather, but we've had so much great golf weather. Go out and tee it up at the Eagles Golf Club. If you choose either the Lakes or the Forest course, I think you will be very happy. 813-920-6681 or email my pal, Courtney Fox, cfox@eaglesgolf.com. Especially for those of you looking. How about this? Someone recently was looking for a place to go out. I guess the new thing is to go out for Thanksgiving dinner, which I don't have a problem with, because I've had to do it ever since my grandparents passed. The Eagles Golf Club has a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner. It is a buffet. It has amazing options. I did it last year after playing golf there. You must make a reservation, though. You can't just walk in. They need to know how much food to prepare. So if you're considering going out for Thanksgiving dinner, the Eagles Golf Club is a good choice for those of you in the Tampa Bay area. 813-920-6681. Again, the email is cfox@eaglesgolf.com. That's for my friend Courtney. Just tell her that Todd sent you from the podcast. That does it for this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Again, if you need any information or a second opinion on the Thursday games, email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. We'll be back to give you a podcast to preview the Week 12 Sunday and Monday games later in the week. Happy Thanksgiving.